Okay, keep the blindfold on. No, I'm not going to tell you. I don't want to ruin the surprise. Yeah, I know it's been a long drive, okay? But we're almost there. All right, just a few more steps here. Okay, you can take it off now. Hey, I don't mind the hug, but no, this isn't my place. No, sorry. I know I said I'd bring you to my place soon, and I did mean that, but this is someplace that's still pretty special to me, and I wanted to bring you here. And there's something else that I want to give you too, so just make yourself at home. Okay, yeah, go ahead. You just, unpack your bags and get comfortable. I'll take care of some things here. Okay. It's all right. You can tell her. It's not that hard. You can tell her. Okay, let's just get this going. Okay, that's about right. Okay. Tell her, man, it's not that hard. Hey! Oh. Damn. Put on the sexy nightgown stuff, huh? Well, yeah, I know it was an hour-long drive and all, but it is dark out, so I guess you probably did want to get comfortable, so. Here. Come sit next to me. So, I know at the con that night, I might have said something you think you heard, and shut up! Stop teasing me! Okay? It's really damn hard what I brought you here for and what I want to do. Hey, stop. Stop. That's cheating. Come on. You always do this. Every time I just want to do something or be serious, you always distract me. But hey, hang on. I want to... Damn. Hey, can you just... hold my hand. Thanks. So, I wanted to give you something. Something important. And tell you something else. And show you something else. So, I guess I'll start with the important thing first that I want to show you. Yeah, they're my glasses. I know it seems kind of stupid to think that, but it's what I used to wear before I started doing contacts. Stop. How many times do I gotta tell you to stop calling me cute? God damn it. I told you to stop that. But this is, I guess, how I used to look before we met for a while. So, hold out your hand. Here. Yeah, it's a key. It's a key to my place. Hey, I know you probably just wanted an invite and didn't expect a key, but this, I feel, was better. It is? Okay, so the thing I want to tell you is, hey, stop, don't rush me, alright? I know you've given me a lot of time, and And you've been real patient with me, and I appreciate it, but it's just a little more, okay? This is still kind of hard for me, so, this place that I brought you here, the lake house and all, it belongs to my family, so, this place is, where I, had my first time. Yeah, I know it's kind of weird that I brought you here, but it's important that I want you to know something about it. So, before I met you, I was with someone for a long time, and I knew her since I was a kid. Everyone thought we'd be together, you know, childhood, sweethearts and all, you know, together forever, right? Well, you know, as we got older, you know, our families always hung out together and all, so, you know, eventually we'd come here every now and then for the summer and have a barbecue. You know, as you get older, you know, things led to another and, you know, things happened. And that was an importantly happy memory for me. But eventually, things got different, you know. I was different back then. You know, the whole sappy boyfriend sort of thing, you know. Poetry, roses, all that stupid stuff that you don't really see guys do anymore. That's just what I thought needed to be done. So, eventually, though, I found out that she was cheating on me for a real long time behind my back. And we broke up after that. And after that happened, I felt like I didn't want to be loved by anyone. Or to love someone. Especially after that, I was kicked out by my mom for being depressed all the time about it. I mean, hey, girl you loved nearly all your whole life, you find out, ripped your heart out and stomped on it. And so, you know, it's just been me, my dad, and my brother, so. But I closed myself off a lot after that. But then I saw you there in the Barnes & Noble, and when I looked at you, I felt something different in me. I felt like I was that version of myself again, and I was afraid. Hey, wait, I'm not done. No, I want you to kiss me, but I really need to finish this, okay? So, when we started going out, and after the first time we were together, I was always afraid. Yeah, afraid. I was afraid that if I ever woke up when I was over at your place after we'd do stuff, I was afraid that when I'd look over, that you wouldn't be there. That I'd just had some sort of cruel dream and I was alone again. I didn't know what to feel about that, and that's why I've always had trust issues when it came to letting you come over to my place, or, you know, say what you want me to say, because I'm afraid that if I open myself up like that again, that you'll leave me too. And I don't want that. I I want to give myself to you. All of myself. And I want to have all of you. Nothing else matters to me than you. Even all the teasing you do to me. All the stupid, embarrassing things you make me do. I want all of that. So, even though I had to wear these all the time, and I gave you the key to my house and all, so, what I want to do here with you is, ever since I broke up with her, I had a lot of bad memories with this place, so now that I'm here with you, I want to erase those memories, and I want to put them with memories of you. Is that okay? Thanks, babe. I'm sorry. I can't say it. It's not that I don't, but it's really hard for me to say it the way a normal person would say it. So, when I was younger, one of my favorite shows was Outlaw Star, right? And there was a character in there that I felt like I guess was something like love, and that's what I ended up calling someone that I felt that was my everything. Yeah, I called her that too, but I haven't thought of her in a while, at least not until I started seeing you. So, I want you to be my Melfina. Yeah, that's the waifu that I've always had a strange affection for, and you remind me a lot of her, at least in the kind way that you are. I want you to be mine. I want to be yours. Wait, buddy. What do you mean? You look hot in the whole nightgown stuff. What are you gonna... Sitting awfully close there on top of me. Yeah, this is where I had my first time, so... We're gonna... Do what we did the first time together here? I mean, if that's what you wanna do... I'm not against it. Oh god, that feels good. Wait, I want to look at you. Yeah, no, I know I'm looking at you, but no. I want to look at you. Here, like this. Let me put my hands on your face. Put your forehead on mine. Like this. I want to look at you like this all the time. I want to see your soul, and I want you to see mine. And here. You feel how my heart's beating out of my chest. I felt like this every time we were together. You literally make my heart skip a beat. I get tongue-tied around you, and... No. What are you? You're doing it too hard. damn much. No, I'm not gonna say it. Fuck. Do it harder. Come on. I said harder. I still like seeing you jump when I spank you. So come on. Harder. No. Let me. Just look at me. Just look at me. You're my Melfina. You're mine. And I'm yours. Get up. Hang on. Turn around. Getting on the couch. Yeah. Like that. You like getting spanked way too much, even if you say you don't. Come here. Grab your hips. Fuck, you're tight. I'm not gonna let you go. Ever. And I don't want you to let me go. Come on. Is that all you got? Come on, tighter. Come on. Tighter, come on. You're mine. Come on. Come on. I'm gonna squeeze your tits right there, come on. I wanna be closer. Here, turn around and show me your face. Fuck. Too fucking tight. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Come with me. Fuck. There on your back. Something about you, I want so much more. And I can't stop right now. Am I going insane? Just, okay. Hey, wrapping your legs like that around me, that's cheating. I told you to stop cheating on me. Hey. Fuck. Yeah, you made me shoot a lot in there. Fuck. Okay. Stop. No. Don't scratch my back. Don't scratch my back like that. Fuck, it feels so good. Wait, okay. I'll admit it. I love you. I love you, and I feel like I always have. Okay? I said it. I love you. I love you so much. Yeah, don't let me go. Let me grab your neck. You're all mine. You're my
Malfina. All mine. Come on. Hold me. Hold me. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna fill you up too much. Just hold me. Let's just stay like this. I just want to look at you. Just a little while longer. And I... Will you promise me something? Yeah, it's... Just... When we go to sleep together like this, I... Just promise me that... That you'll be there in the morning? Yeah. Yeah. I love you. And I want this moment to last forever. I love you.